morning. Today's message is focused on Matthew 6:10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Last week turned into a week like none other most of us have known. Before I understood the concept of flattening the curve, I was quite incredulous with what I will call the hysteria of the situation. I spent a week with friends in Southern California, and it was a bit of a running joke. Whenever anyone coughed or sneezed, we all mumbled, "Corona." As I better understood the seriousness of the situation as it relates to avoiding the spiking cases to not overwhelm our healthcare system, my attitude changed, and it's no longer a joking matter. We've all been impacted one way or another. Your children or grandchildren may be staying home from school for a while. You might be working remotely. Vacation or work travel is likely canceled. Your nest eggs or retirement plans have been hit hard. You find yourself attending church via Facebook. And oddly enough, you may have run out of toilet paper and the store shelves are empty. When Jesus gave the Sermon on the Mount, as written in Matthew 5-7, it was a time in history when there were four primary groups who were extreme in their own individual ways. One group was the Pharisees. They believed in divine laws and religious tradition. They were extreme rule followers, and their focus was on adhering to the law in minute detail. They prayed out loud, as was expected of teachers of the law, but they were perceived as being prideful in their execution of prayer. A second group was the Sadducees. They lived for the day, did not believe in the supernatural, and modified scripture to fit their own reality. They were disgusted by the Pharisees and Sadducees and thought they had corrupted the city and the temple. The Essenes moved out of Jerusalem, lived in the desert, and forfeited all of life's comfort in order to live an ascetic lifestyle. Finally, we have the Zealots, who were fanatical nationalists. They looked down on Jews who would not take up arms and kill in order to defeat Rome. Jesus used the Sermon on the Mount as a way to clear up confusion. He directed the people on how to live moral and ethical lives that would be to the glory of God. This was something not currently being modeled by the religions of the day. Because the Pharisees were known to pray in public with pride, and the Gentiles used empty phrases and many words in their prayers, Jesus modeled a way for them to pray using the Lord's Prayer. Our message today is about one section of the Lord's Prayer, and that is praying for heaven on earth. That might seem like a tough concept at this moment, but now is a perfect opportunity to start living this out. This builds on the sermon series we focused on in Lent, which is looking at the Lord's Prayer. I've heard it said, to pray the Lord's Prayer is to cleanse the mind, purify the heart, and align one's will with God's will. Our supplications or requests of God are often the focus of our prayers. As believers, God is the only one who can be there to help us. But in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus is not asking so much for our will to be done, but for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. While we are asking God for what we think we want or need, we should also be asking God to guide us in ensuring our expectations are in alignment with what God's will is on earth. In whatever format you use when praying, think about asking God to work through you to bring His will to earth. The Lord's Prayer starts with our Father, making it a community prayer. We pray individually, but we're also to pray corporately. We're to pray, love, and serve in community. Community here on earth. We're to pray for what God wants. Last week, Pastor Monica spoke about the kingdom of God. She told us that praying for God's will to be done on earth by the power of God's Spirit working within us will bring about the glory of God. And it requires our active participation and full engagement. Praying for heaven on earth is a natural response to praying for God's kingdom to come. Bringing heaven to earth requires our personal actions and efforts. Praying for heaven on earth and acting on this prayer will help us align our will with God's will. Many scriptures provide principles and commands for how God wants us to live. These principles and commands explain how we are to live out God's will in our own lives. Two examples of sets of principles and commands are those that are given in the Ten Commandments and those provided in the Beatitudes. God's commands outline how we are to exhibit proper human behavior. As mentioned earlier, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount is a selection of teachings on moral and ethical behavior. Part of this sermon covers the Beatitudes in chapter 5, and it follows on with the Lord's Prayer in chapter 6. The first Beatitude is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." If God's will in heaven is to be done on earth, our prayers and actions will be to help those who are poor in spirit and to live like those who are poor in spirit. While we may focus on the financially poor, the oppressed, and the afflicted, Jesus is speaking in this beatitude of all believers in God who show themselves to be humble and trust God for all of their needs. Because they're not arrogant, self-sufficient, or self-righteous, they are free for God to work through and within them. The result of them humbling themselves and relying completely on the Lord allows them to live in the kingdom of heaven now. Notice that Jesus did not say that theirs will be the kingdom of heaven, but theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The blessings are already theirs, as Jesus goes on to say in his prayer, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." One way to have heaven on earth is to do all that we can to help the poor and to humble ourselves before God and be open to his work within us and to the blessings of heaven on earth. All the material wealth and material things that we have are provided to us by God. These material blessings are blessings from God. In order to live in God's kingdom and receive blessings, it is only right that we use the excess of God's blessings to help others. It is important to search our hearts and to pray to best understand what is excess. Where we see suffering, hunger, and need elsewhere, we should use our excess blessings to bless others in order to have heaven on earth. If you're not hungry and have food on your shelf, your neighbor should not be hungry either. You can do this in simple ways right here at West Grove United Methodist Church or in your community by providing necessary items for our food pantry, providing a meal to the families who stay with us in our weeks of family promise. You could serve at a soup kitchen or bring a meal to someone in need. When praying like Matthew 6:10, we should pray that the way things are in heaven is the way they should be here on earth. When we pray, we should be praying not with resignation, but with a hope of triumph. A relevant example of this is the idea that there will be no sickness when we're in heaven. It is common to pray to God that his will be done in situations when people are critically sick or maybe not even critically ill. But if God wants no sickness in heaven, then praying for complete and miraculous healing would be a faithful approach today here on earth. I know I've prayed for God's will to be done many times for people who are sick. And I'm challenging myself now, and I'm challenging you to be bolder and to pray for God's perfect and miraculous healing in all occasions. And that way, we will be praying for God's will to be done here on earth as it's being done in heaven. With all of us living in a new world of realities associated with the coronavirus, we have some great opportunities to have God show us how to show heaven on earth. Prayerfully find ways to help those who are faced with difficulties. These difficulties are caused by restrictions and threats being placed on them by the outside world. Offer to get groceries or medicines for elderly people who are particularly at risk if they catch the coronavirus. This will allow them to limit their exposure. Even as we're currently practicing social distancing, use other means to stay in touch with people. Use social media in positive and uplifting ways to help people know how things are going with you. You will likely receive the same in return. Call people, Skype, or FaceTime people you would normally talk to on a regular basis. If not call, text or email. Send a card or a letter to a shut-in who will not be receiving their regular visitors. Again, call if you know this person and have a close relationship with them. Watch someone's children if they're out of school and the parents need to go to work. Currently, international college students are finding themselves without housing because the universities are requiring them to move off campus. These international students oftentimes cannot make it back to their home countries. Consider opening your home for a student to stay with you. These are just a few ways and ideas in which you can show the light of God in a currently dim time. This morning, the praise band was going to sing the song Heaven on Earth by Stars Go Dim at our 8:30 service. Aside from it being a catchy and good song that I particularly like, it has a great section of lyrics that provide a good list of what we can pray for to demonstrate heaven on earth. God, help me move when I should move. God, help me rest when I should rest. God, help me give what I should give. All of me, nothing less. God, help me speak with grace and truth. God, help me fight for those who can't. God, help me love the way you love, never holding nothing back. Yeah, like heaven on earth. I hope you will think about the way you pray and see if you can focus your prayers to result in a heavenly response for those around you to see and experience. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.